Welcome to the Grizzlies epilogue postseason salary cap edition. We're just going to talk, John and I are just going to talk a little bit about the Grizzlies situation going forward.
More accurately, I think you're going to talk and I'm going to listen, as you will be the Mr. Miyagi to my grasshopper.
Right. John,
I don't see what we can do.
Right. So John, as an intelligent Grizzlies fan and one who has a mild understanding of how the salary cap works, doesn't see how we can do anything.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
I would almost call the informed viewpoint.
It's not wholly inaccurate.
So I've been seeing a lot of journalists, air quote journalists, and
Greg Oden enthusiasts.
And Greg Oden enthusiasts talking about the players the Grizzlies should get, what the Grizzlies' plan should be. And I'm just going to try to bring all of our listeners to the most informed place they can be. So this is very confusing. The salary cap is a hard thing to comprehend, and the CBA is...
And it's a hard cap.
Is way outside of my level of understanding. You can even read all about it at, you know, like Larry Kuhn's frequently asked questions about the salary cap, and you still are like, say what now? But the situation is the Grizzlies are pretty much capped out. We're going to assume, we can have a whole other podcast about if Marc Gasol does not come back, then the Grizzlies will, dear listener, have salary cap room.
And how?
And then you can now start saying, like, we should sign Danny Green.
Then you can ask questions like, will the Grizzlies make the playoffs?
Should we tank?
Yeah.
Should we trade Tony Allen to Chicago?
Immediately.
Assuming Marc Gasol signs a max contract or something in the neighborhood of 18 to 18 and a half, 19 million, whenever the specific salary cap number comes out, that will be great. Reason for celebration, and will take up a lot of the cap room. So going into next year, the Grizzlies have 9 players that you're almost certainly going to have. Zach Randolph, Tony Allen, Mike Conley, Courtney Lee, Vince Carter, Jordan Adams, a first-round pick, and Banu Udry. That's assuming the Grizzlies do have a... Banu Udry is non-guaranteed. You assume the Grizzlies are going to guarantee that and keep him for $2.17 million.
That's a pretty good deal for little Bano.
It's a fine deal. The problem is you have to guarantee his money before free agency starts, you know, to make it all work.
So then you've instantly lost that money.
So the way it works, like, there's guys out there who I would prefer over Banu Udry.
Yeah,
but you have no guarantee you'll be able to get them.
Right.
Like a Jameer Nelson.
So your hand is
or
forced.
A CJ Watson, but right. Especially with the Grizzlies salary cap situation, they're up against the cap. So the cap is projected to be at $67 million, roughly. And the luxury cap at $81 million. So you have cap room, again, air quotes, if your salaries are under that. But then you have these things called cap holds. Like Kostas Koufos has a cap hold because he's still our free agent until we renounce him. So I'm mainly saying all this, and this is hopefully, you know, our listeners are kind of hardcore NBA fans. You'll have some grasp on this. All this is to say there's people out there saying, like, I want Jeff Green to not opt in.
He's going to opt in.
Well, so here's the thing. If you cheer for the Grizzlies, you desperately want Jeff Green to opt in.
Yes.
Because if Jeff Green doesn't opt in, because of the cap holds, you have no salary cap room.
Right.
You cannot sign anyone.
Like, if he doesn't opt in, then we basically are hamstrung.
So it's going to be, so then you have all these random guys, you know, which the Jamichael Greens, the Russ Smiths, the Jamichael Greens of the world, the Russ Smiths of the world, the John Lures of the world, the Jarnell Stokes of the world, where you have to choose who you're going to take. I think it's pretty apparent that John Lure, they wouldn't take back.
Right.
Because you need that roster spot. Because again, this team has gone into every season with an open roster spot with only 14 players. And the team desperately needs a replacement for Kostas Koufos, assuming he goes. And they're probably going to need a third point guard. So I think most people assume they're going to keep Russ Smith. So because he's a very cheap, he's minimum salary.
So who are the options for these aforementioned replacements?
Let's go ahead. Let's hold that thought for 1 second.
Okay.
Because it's grotesque,
yes,
to think about the possible. There are guards out there who I'm fine with. Again, I think I've spoken before about how I'm not excited about having a project third point guard. I mean, I guess that's too big of a blanket statement. I'm not excited about having a second round project.
Yeah.
Like a first round project, that's a different thing. And so there are guys out there who I think are competent NBA point guards. Just like I said, like a CJ Watson, which again, if you could get him for a cheap price, he'll probably command a little more than we're willing to pay. So again, the Grizzlies will be up against the cap, and then you have $5.5 million, which is the mid-level exception. This is how the Grizzlies signed Vince Carter last year. So the Grizzlies' hope is all based on using this mid-level exception,
heretofore known as the MLE.
The MLE, which is easier in type. I'm not sure if it's easier when speaking. So you hope that the Grizzlies can find a shooter. Everyone talks about a shooter, but you got to remember we need a backup center as well.
And Kufis will be the hardest to replace of the...
Absolutely. I think... And so, again, what I was saying back before, so if Jeff Green opts in, you still have pretty much the same roster as this year, and then you have the mid-level exception to hopefully get a backup center and a shooter. That is not an overwhelming task. You hope you can find, you know, your random folks. You hope you can convince a Jared Dudley maybe to play for $4 million, or if you can sign him for a couple years, maybe the full mid-level exception, and then you use minimum salaries to get a backup center. Or you sign someone like, again, Darrell Wright, again, just as a shooter or swingman, although we know Darrell Wright probably likes the bright lights lifestyle.
Greg Oden coming.
Greg Oden you can sign for a minimum because, again, he obviously shares an agent with Mike Conley.
Also likes the bright lights lifestyle.
He does like the bright. And
I believe he and Mike Conley are, in fact, best friends.
And I know I might be beating a dead horse here, but if we're going to take someone with a domestic violence charge against him, bring me back James Johnson.
James Johnson.
Not Greg Oden. I'm curious about, so a couple guys I'm slightly interested in. I think if Kosta Kufis leaves, we're going to be stuck with wondering, can Alexis Ajinka play?
The answer is yes.
I'm
pro Ajinka, and that's the person I want.
Oh, is it now?
That's the only thing I brought to this podcast, really, is my desire for Alexis Ajinka and Jared Dudley.
I think it's important for the Grizzlies to get, I talked about it last year, 10 months later, I think it's important for the Grizzlies to have a power forward who can play meaningful, almost starter minutes in case Zach gets hurt, or if Zach isn't...
Punches someone?
Yeah, or if Zach isn't able to... Well, that's always an issue. Or if Zach isn't able to play the whole season. Like, you want him to play like 25 to 30 minutes. This is, you know, an older guy. You would love to have a guy who can play. And I think Jamichael Green, I think he's a guy they keep. I'm all for him. In Jamichael Green, I see a guy who has quick hands. He seems to be a solid defender.
He seems the least lifeless of the chum we throw at end of games.
Right. He seems like he could turn almost into like a Brandon Bass shooter.
Right.
And seems to have a little more athleticism. And I feel like he's the best prospect we have. You have to assume the Grizzlies aren't going to be developing three long shot power forward prospects.
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
Especially again, when you're starting a 35-year-old, it's madness to do this. So I think you keep Jamichael Green. I think it's an interesting story. Jarnell Stokes' salary is guaranteed. And I would, again, I know this hurts Memphis fans and people in Tennessee. I would love to waive him and just free up that roster spot. You still have to pay a salary, but you have the stretch provision.
Give him provision. Time, Keith. Give him time.
I don't think there's time.
Grizzlies don't have time.
The Grizzlies need a rim protector.
Right.
And if you lose Kufos, you now have literally nothing on the bench. I want someone who can dunk.
Yeah,
and comfortably and block shots.
And Kufis, they had kind of debuted the Gasol Kufis lineup too, which I thought was a good curveball to throw teams and was starting to work. And we're going to lose all that as well. We're losing plenty of wrinkles by losing Kufis.
I would like to see. It is funny when you look through, like I was looking through the D League, looking for like block shots leaders and who are the biggest guys. And then like
Corliss Williamson is still in the league.
There's nothing more soul crushing when you're like blocks per 48 D League. Who can we get? Number one, Hasheem Thabeet.
Oh,
and you're like, oh my, no. a guy like Bernard James from if the Mavs don't re-sign him, he's a restricted free agent. Kylo Quinn isn't really a rim protector, but he's a decent backup. Again,
I feel like Kylo Quinn's gonna get paid a little bit.
He could get paid. These are all guys, again, We're talking about guys who are just rotation bench guys. These are not good.
No.
These are guys that you hope can hold the fort down.
Yeah.
And on a random second out of a back-to-back, give you 25 minutes, you know, give you something in that area.
It's pretty sad that Kyle Quinn is kind of a pipe dream right now.
It really is. So the pipe dreams for the Grizzlies, again, with a mid-level exception, and again, you're hoping you have Jeff Green, because if you lose him, the Grizzlies now no longer having any athletic wings, no size on the perimeter, and, you know, not someone who can really play backup power forward. I think the pipe dreams, people are talking Mike Dunleavy, who's a free agent.
Love it.
I love it. And it would probably take the entire mid-level exception.
I think it absolutely would.
But then you have the weird situation of you have Vince Carter and Mike Dunleavy Jr., which is strange.
Just let Vince take his rightful seat on the end of the bench.
Right. Just coach it up.
Yeah.
You have a Jared Dudley who has the option, has a player option.
I like Dudley because I like the basketball IQ and the defense he would also
play. I love his basketball IQ, but, and again, both these guys are not incredibly athletic.
No.
And still, there's some parts of me that wants them just to get the most crazy. I identified
KJ McDaniel type.
Yeah, I identified a crazy a guy who you can get for the absolute minimum. I don't even know this guy, Tony Mitchell. He's a
familiar.
Yeah, all right. So he's a summer league D League All Star type guy. He's been in the league a bit. He's like a power forward who bounces around, and all he does is jump and just hustle type thing. And he's the kind of guy where it's like, I think the Grizzlies are in the situation where we have to bring in minimum salary players.
You just desperately want James Johnson back.
I've given it up. I know people are tired of hearing about it.
Something. What is he doing?
There's
a vast conspiracy related to him.
Here's a player I know you know who might be available. And again, this is like when you start listing the shooters the Grizzlies can get, you start feeling nauseous.
Yeah.
It's like all these minimum salary guys who have giant holes in their game. Let me throw this one at you. Cartier Martin.
Are you serious? Former Hawk.
Yeah.
Caw-caw.
The man has hit 39% of his threes in his last five seasons. Like, he's very consistent at this. He's a 6'7" wing.
I have started him in fantasy basketball before.
Well, and there you go. Which is more than you've ever done for any of the bottom five guys on the Grizzlies bench.
For sure.
So, again, it's a funny... I'm trying to even work up... So, John, tell me if you can work up even a pipe dream of ways to get some of these... here's the sad thing. I can't come up with any conceivable way the Grizzlies end up with a Wesley Matthews...
No.
Or a
numbers don't work.
Or a Chris Middleton. It's one of those things where you're like, I mean, I would love it if Costa Kufos looks at the landscape of the NBA and realizes there aren't a ton of just plum starting jobs. Like, I think him going to the Pelicans would probably work well. I think him, obviously, the Knicks and the Lakers have almost nothing where he could fit in there. But it's like... I don't know if he would love those situations. I almost wish the Grizzlies could re-sign him using bird rights. If you use bird rights, you can go over it. And then if the Grizzlies can wrap up, it can keep him somehow.
My brain just exploded.
Which is possible. And for the six people still listening, they would hopefully they're still following. But it's like then the Grizzlies could, if you have your whole mid-level exception just to get a shooter, then you can start dreaming about, oh, maybe Mike Dunleavy... We'll play here.
I hate that all the guys that we called future Grizzly all year long are completely out of our reach.
Right.
So painful.
Here's another funny one. The Warriors, good chance they do not exercise, although it depends on how much Joe Lacob wants to spend on his Warriors franchise. Good chance Mo Spates is let loose. He's a guy you could probably get for a mid-level exception. Again, not a rim protector, but he at least has size.
He doesn't do the things that you are specifically wanting.
One thing he does do is put the ball in the hole, and he's a backup power forward.
Emperor Mo can go.
Emperor Mo does fit the need of someone who could start.
Yeah, yeah.
On nights that Zach Randolph doesn't play,
he could be 80% of Zach's offensive contribution and 100% of Zach's refusal to pass the ball once he has the ball.
Right.
He can do that.
Some restricted free agents who I think are achievable. Again, these are guys if they're probably not in huge demand. Jeff Taylor, also with a domestic blemish on the old resume. Kyle Singler. I don't know what the Thunder's plan is with Singler. He's just a catch and shoot. I feel like with such a stagnant offense and understanding that every shooter who comes to the Grizzlies will shoot a lower percentage than they have in their career. That's why I kind of like just catch and shoot, just stand still.
Right.
And so I think Kyle Singler would have less of a drop off than like an off the dribble or an in the motion
type. We don't need guys to create their own shot. We just need guys to hit the shot.
Right. I'm a little worried that the Grizzlies are going to sign like a Matt Bonner and Jason Richardson and call it a day. we're gonna pick up two guys who are
that's a combined 90 years of basketball.
Who are presumed shooters, but are real old.
Yeah. Although I'll take Matt Bonner on my squad any day.
Here's a weird one. This
didn't,
is not
didn't
a,
Pop say he was going to retire when Matt Bonner retired though.
Did he?
Oh wait, that was Tim Duncan.
here's a random one. This is a guy who might slip through the cracks. Something we think about this as a backup power forward / center, not a rim protector. Amir Johnson.
You can hit the corner three as well.
Yeah. Amir Johnson's a really good player. I think the Raptors are done with trying him. His issue is durability.
Right.
That's pretty much his main issue is he's always has a.
He always signs for a lot of money in my video games too.
He's unrestricted and didn't make that much money last year. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the demand is going to be. And a lot of this is going to be the weird demand of the NBA. There's so many guys available. There's so many Damari Carrolls and Al Farouk Aminus and Jay Crowders who think they deserve lots of money. And Chris Middleton's going to get paid. And the restricted free agent Reggie Jackson and Brandon Knight. There's just so much stuff going on.
To wrap it up for me.
Yeah.
The nightmare scenario is we somehow end up with Al Farouk Aminu. I think I might have an actual nightmare about this now that I've verbalized it.
I think he's going to command too much, but yes, he would be a horrible fit.
Yes.
And then you see.
But can't you kind of see that happening?
He's got
heart, grit, grind.
Well, then
can't
you
score.
But then you see all these things where it's like people are like, Monte Ellis is a free agent, wants to come here. That would be the worst thing ever.
And it's also.
He needs space.
It's impossible.
It would be if he, yeah.
I mean, trades would have to happen.
So, Courtney Lee, again, is a good value. He's a good value player. And maybe it is a thing where the Grizzlies can do a sign and trade of some sort. Because, again, if you think Jordan Adams is a hope for the future, and I think he could be a good player, but we need size on the wing.
I get nothing from Jordan Adams right now.
Really?
He's not giving me any hope.
He gives me, I'll tell you what's going to give you hope. It's what's going to give Grizzlies all kinds of false hope. That Orlando Summer League, the Grizzlies squad is going to be, they should print up gold jerseys that just say false hope. Because they are going to roll some teams at the Summer League. Russ Smith is going to be killing it. Jarnell Stokes will be like Jack Cooley out there.
Double machine.
18 and 10. And I think Jermichael and Jordan Adams are going to put up stupid offensive numbers. And you're just going to be like, we got to build around these guys.
I've seen enough of all four of them.
Yep. All right. So hopefully that wasn't too confusing. Hopefully that shattered all your dreams. Yeah. Danny Green ain't walking through that door. Chris Middleton ain't walking through that door.
Oh, not even Damari Carroll. Cartier Martin, come on down.
Like, yeah. I think my pipe dream is some combination of Amir Johnson, Cartier Martin, and we call up Willie Reed.
I'm an Alexis Ajinka. and then I'll take a Dunleavy or a Dudley would be great.
If we could
aged shooter and a genetic freak,
I need to do some cap homework to figure out if we can get anywhere under the cap. If stretch provisioning Vince Carter saves him any money, I don't think it does free up any money whatsoever. But if you take away nothing else from this very confusing breakdown, you want Jeff Green to opt in.
Yes.
Because if he doesn't opt in, you don't have Jeff Green and you also have no money.
And you don't have any players.
So if you do have Jeff Green opt in, maybe you can swap him one for one for Jordan Hill.
Hey now.
Boom.
Get it done.
It's going to take some creative work from the front office guys. And we'll keep looking for options. But anyway, there is your confusing and long Grizzlies epilogue. Thanks for listening. As always, you guys have a good one.
Arrive safely.